Hi friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and this is Alvaro. So you know that typically I've been putting out videos that are a little bit longer. Well, I've just been having random thoughts, and I thought, you know, let's just put out a few videos that are maybe 3 to 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes of just random things that I've been thinking. So I want to share with you something that I've been enjoying over the last couple of weeks, and many of you probably have been enjoying in the same way in the last couple of weeks, in the last month, and it's been the show The Chosen. So when I first started watching it, I actually watched the first two episodes, I think two or three times, and I just could not get into it. It just felt cheesy, it felt fake, it felt, I don't know what it was, but it did not feel right. And then I watched an interview with the main character whose name is escaping me right now. I'll kind of post it right here, the guy who plays Jesus. And when I watched that interview, man, it was just something about him. I could tell that he was serious. I could tell that they really wanted to do whatever it was that God wanted for them, that they were serious about it, that they wanted to bring people to the Lord. And so then after that, something changed in my heart, and I began watching the show more and more, and episode after episode, and now I'm in season 2, episode 2, so I'm almost finishing that up. And first of all, something has really become apparent to me, that the people who have been making the show have been praying. How do I know that? Okay. So there's this type of prayer called Lectio Divina, where you take a scripture, a paragraph or a piece, and you pray about it, and you ask the Lord to show you pieces of it. You ask the Lord to show you kind of what's happening, to imagine the scene, that you dive into it, that it becomes alive for you. And I think to myself, there's no way that the people who have made this show have not taken the scriptures and prayed to let the Holy Spirit enliven their imagination, to make it real. Because when you watch these scenes, what you notice is that they're real. They think about real things. They think about real problems that these people would have had. They really make the biblical world come alive in a way that feels very natural, something that we can relate to. And you know, all of Catholic prayer and meditation is exactly that. When you pray the rosary, the soul of the rosary is to imagine the scene. When you do Ignatian contemplation, that's exactly what you do. You imagine the scene and you want to make Jesus come alive. When you do Lectio Divina, it's exactly what you do. You try to imagine things that aren't necessarily written in the scriptures, but through prayer, you come to see what's in between the lines. And this show, it's like it takes you into prayer. What's the purpose of imagining the scenes, imagining what Jesus looked like, imagining what his voice sounded like? Think about it. I'm not going to answer the question, but I want you to think about what's the purpose of imagining all those things. Let's wait a second. I know for YouTube, waiting 5 seconds is like waiting a year. So 5 seconds of silence. It's so that you can fall in love with Jesus. That's right. Because when Jesus becomes real, you can really fall in love with him. And that's why we pray. And that's what I've been noticing as I've been watching the show. I've been thinking, man, this Jesus guy, I really love him. And I see the love that I had for him that has grown in different ways. This show is in some ways enlivening in a new way. So I really recommend for you to watch it, and to watch it through that lens, that it's about getting to know Jesus as a real person, for him to become real to you so that you can have real love for him, so that you can be a real disciple. How else are we going to give our lives for Jesus or tell others about Jesus unless we really love the guy? We have to start there. So my friends, just a short video. I really hope you get to watch this show. It's amazing. Pray for the people that are making it, that people like them can make this type of content and much more. Thank you for joining me in today's video. I'll see you in the next one.